It's CJ at the Movies on New HD.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review The Kill Room, which reunites Pulp Fiction stars Uma Thurman and Samuel L. Jackson in a story that combines art with money laundering and murder. Thurman plays a struggling art dealer who comes across an offer she can't refuse, an offer regarding art and money. Jackson plays the crime boss who enlists her expertise and his hitman Joe Manganiello for his plan. The hitman, who usually murders his targets with plastic bags, uses those murder weapons for his art, which, much to everyone's surprise, becomes popular. The story during the third act goes all over the place, but The Kill Room has the right kind of style and attitude to keep us involved. Thurman handles the world of crime much better than how Toni Collette handled it in Mafia Mama, and Manganiello is dangerous and funny as a murderer turned artist. This movie will obviously never top Pulp Fiction, I mean what movie would, but it can entertain you in an interesting and zany aspect. 3 stars. To recap this week's new movies, thumbs way down for The Exorcist Believer, which has none of the terrors of the classic horror film. Thumbs way up for Wes Anderson's The Wonderful Story of Henry Sugar, the best in his Roald Dahl short film collection on Netflix. Thumbs down for Reptile, which looks and feels great but lacks depth to the story. Thumbs down for She Came to Me, which takes a good idea and destroys it with aggravating subplots. And finally, thumbs up for The Kill Room, which seems to love art and murder and has us entertained by its zaniness. If you like this review and my upcoming reviews, please follow me on X, Instagram, and YouTube under CJ at the Movies, and you can also read my work at cjatthemovies.com. I'm Christopher Zweig. Stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.